The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer.
Good afternoon, people. My name is Jerry DeMars, and I'm joined today by a fascinating young lady named Jenny Hodges. I know most of you have probably tuned in to hear the illustrious John Stadtmiller, but we're going to be sitting in for John today. He's been gracious enough to give a couple of newbies to the broadcasting business an opportunity to do a program in his time slot today. So, even though you tuned in to hear John, and it's not John, it's going to be Jerry and Jenny, or Jenny and Jerry, stay with us, and we think we've got something that you're going to find very, very interesting, and maybe a little bit interesting in a different way, because it's out of the norm for what you would hear on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we think we've got a plan that can be easily replicated in a cookie cutter fashion all across the country to actually make a proactive effort to do something about restoring individual liberty. What do you think about that, Jenny?
Absolutely. We are all about empowerment, and it is such a privilege to be here with you guys today to be able to talk to you about liberty, what we've been doing. Jerry and I have been working together for over, I guess almost a year now in the liberty movement in Georgia. And I'm a stay-at-home mom and housewife. I have six kids, and I homeschool. And then my husband and I are very committed to the liberty movement. And so we have worked hard toward empowerment. And I think, you know, when you talk to the talking heads, when your attention is always taken to Washington, D.C., you know, you always have these big picture issues being talked about and stirred up and focused on, when actually our founding fathers recognized that limited government, self-government, meant local attention and that our focus should be local. And fortunately, Jerry, you know, when you read the founding fathers, when you read the Federalist Papers, Madison, I just went back through and read 1776 by David McCullough, you realize that they wrote the right blueprint to directly address exactly what we're dealing with today, which is the greatest, biggest empire in the world, who has erected a multitude of offices that are eating out the substance of our people. Our liberty has been lost, and how can we take it back? And I think with empowering the people to focus locally, we can absolutely take it back, and it's not going to take that long. I see this generated interest across the nation. People are angry. They want the data. They want the information. They're hungry, and I really am optimistic about our future.
I am too, but you know, we've got to get people energized and off their butts and, quite frankly, out behind from their keyboards and doing something in a seriously proactive manner. And for the last 12 weeks, Jenny and I have been doing a radio program in the greater metropolitan Atlanta area. The name of the radio program is Freedom Frenzy. And we've been trying to energize some of the people in the greater metropolitan area insofar as the activists and lobbyists for life and liberty that we're going to be talking to you a little bit more about today. And we've been doing some education about some of the more insidious Supreme Court cases that have come down the pipe that have basically been the stones that have been built up around what used to be American liberty and have been used to divorce us from it. And if John gives us a chance to elaborate on that in the coming weeks, we'd like to do that as well. What do you think, Jenny?
Absolutely. And I love the fact that you use the word insidious to describe the Supreme Court. I think that so much of what the liberty movement, I think sometimes I'm a big pro-life activist. Life and liberty are kind of my issues. And I think the pro-life movement has...
Well, I think they're trying to tell us that we've got a break coming up, Jenny. Y'all hang with us, and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, you know, people, if you've tuned in today to listen to John, if he's become a really good habit for you, and you were expecting the National Intel Report, I'm sorry to tell you that that's not what this is.
I'm not sorry. You can be sorry.
I'm not sorry. I'm actually very, very excited to be here. John has given us an opportunity to talk today in his time slot to bring you a novel approach to self-government that we hope to be able to unfold in a two-hour program. But
compliments of Jerry and Jenny.
Indeed. And we're going to be willing to take phone calls from you folks if you'd like to talk about some of the things that we're going to be addressing today. And I've been told that RBN's call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. So give it a whirl if you want to chime in. The Freedom Community, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jenny, has most often, at least in the last 4 or 5 years, and even in a more concentrated form in maybe the last year and a half, is we've been focusing on the messages. We've been focused, prepare, hunker down, buy gold, buy food, buy guns, and buy ammo. While even if we weren't facing some rather odd circumstances in our country today, this would still all be sound advice. And even though our political climate is less than most of us would be happy with, doing those things would still be a good idea. But that message and the way that it is conveyed is one of defeat. It puts across the idea that we've already lost, and all that remains is the collapse of this top-heavy and, yes, out-of-control system. I don't buy that. I don't believe Jenny buys it. I don't believe a bunch of our listeners buy it either. And that's what we're going to address today, insofar as the framework for lobbyists and activists for life and liberty.
And exactly. Jenny, I think it's you're just pointing out, and especially, you know, while you're describing it, it almost sounds like the Pentecostal movement where you strum your guitar, find a mountain, and wait for Jesus to come back. You know, we haven't lost, and I think, you know, we need to, as the educated sector of America, as the people who want to actively engage and take it back, first of all, not become discouraged, because looking at our founding fathers, only 3% of them actually were engaged in the process of taking our liberty back, and less than half of the population even agreed with what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So we don't need to convert people. We need to hunker down, identify our leadership, identify the movers and shakers, the 3%, and then inform, equip one another so that we can aggressively take it back and not be reactive but proactive. Indeed. You know, as we think about our founding fathers, Jefferson, Paine, Franklin, Madison, Adams, of course, and the great traitors of liberty like Hamilton, they didn't say, let's fix the British Empire. They said, that way is wrong. Now we are going to, with determination, walk in the right direction because God has given us that authority. We have individual sovereignty. So I love the way you approach it, Jerry, because you're very much, hey, wait a second, we're not going to hunker down because we lost. This is ours. We're going to go take it back.
Indeed. And you know, to become a recluse and simply wait for that latter-day rain is to fall in agreement with that defeatist message. And unfortunately, it completely and adroitly avoids the simple fact that we, you and I, and some of our, all of our listeners probably, have some of the responsibility for the very situation that we find ourselves in today.
Exactly. We've sat back and not engaged in the process of self-government. When I think about some of the major issues in the liberty movement right now, when it regards illegal immigration, for instance, the idea of using E-Verify, what is citizenship? How did the 14th Amendment change our nation? What is personhood? What garners you the right to life, liberty, and property? All of these issues need to be at the forefront of that discussion so we can decide the most rational, logical, progressive blueprint for advancing individual life, liberty, and property. Mm-hmm. And I think we get caught up in the liberty industry of looking at it in a superficial sense, in a reactionary sense, you know, rather than a proactive sense. And so, Jerry, you know, as we're having this discussion today and we're talking about the contest of liberty and we're talking about what it means and, you know, moving away from this idea of so many times, you know, if you're at the Tea Party groups or the 912 groups or Campaign for Liberty or not really so much Campaign for Liberty, a lot of times they want to assert the unconstitutional nature of what their local government and national government are doing, but then they want to secure certain aspects of unconstitutionalism for the benefit of the general welfare, like Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, you know, and all these other welfare programs. So today, as we're going through and talking about what we have advanced in Georgia, what we want to see advance across the country, talking about some of these issues across the country that are so relative to our immediate situations, I think it's important for us to just highlight those aspects of our general outlook. And I think where people really are when they start turning these subjects inside out and upside down and looking at them from the grounds of constitutionalism and the contest of liberty.
I agree. And you know, you kind of threw out an oddball term out there that I think needs to be defined. And since we're talking about the profiteering by the liberty movement, why don't you expand on that idea, dear?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, everybody looks to make an industry, and by everybody, I'm not talking about us, the little people, the citizens, the runts, the sewer rats, as my pastor would say. I'm talking about the people at the top who look at something as a way to generate funding, generate the appearance of power, and advance their own little special piece of the pie. I think, you know, when we talk about the liberty industry, I think a perfect example is Americans for Tax Reform. Americans for Tax Reform, this sounds like a good idea. They're generating a good idea. They fundraise. They're creating this presence. They're trying to exert their power by having different legislators across the country take their pledge. And this is supposed to give us greater confidence in that legislator because they have taken the Americans for Tax Reform pledge. Well, recently in Georgia, we had this piece of legislation known as HB 1055. And HB 1055 is a monstrosity of a bill. It's 125 pages. It legislatively nullifies a key portion of the Georgia Constitution. It is a major tax hike, a hospital tax increasing tax revenues $300 million. It's a fee and taxation increase of $90 million. It's a total reworking of how funds are taken in by government agencies and expended. It is such a horrible, horrible piece of legislation. And the Republican leadership in the House and Senate here in Georgia, we have a Republican majority, and they pushed it through in the most appalling methods, threatening chairmanships and all this, and it just is an appalling bill. And it passed the House and Senate and is awaiting the governor's signature. Well, Americans for Tax Reform decided that their official position was to lukewarm support HB 1055 because what the Senate leadership tagged on at the end of the day in order to have a big soundbite for the front of the AJC was a five-year, a tax cut that wouldn't come into play until 5 years forward, and it would be for retirees in the state of Georgia that once they, if they have a retirement income above $60,000, they would no longer have to pay income tax. Right now, I don't think you pay income tax up to $60,000 if you're retired. And so this really lame little niblet of a tax break came into the scene at the end of the day, at the very sunsetting moments on the passage of the bill in order to have a soundbite in there. And it's just so ridiculous. It's such a minuscule thing. Well, Americans for Tax Reform, ATR, decided to give it lukewarm support. Well, I went on their website and I reamed them out. I left a comment, how dare you be this irresponsible to give any support to this legislation? You clearly don't understand the Georgia Constitution. You didn't read this legislation. There's all these appalling things that are fit into it because you are so narrow-minded. We become so narrow-minded. Well, they removed my comment. Then I had a much broader comment that I personally emailed to one of the people on the staff, which they did not respond to. Well, they removed the article, and instead they put out a letter from Grover Norquist basically saying, whether you support HB 1055 or you don't support HB 1055, we can see the arguments for both sides of the coin, so your support or lack of support does not in any way nullify your pledge if you are a legislator who's made the ATR pledge. And it's just so half-baked. And we as Americans, we're very liberty-minded. We don't have very much time. We don't have the time to be reading these bills all over the country or even in our state many times. And we are left in the dark. And we'll make phone calls. We'll give money. We'll support this, that, and the other thing. But we don't really thoroughly understand it. And the industry, they need to have sound bites. They need to have legislation to get behind. They need to create a frenzy. They need to create a presence. They need to act like they're doing something. And this has been my frustration, even in the pro-life industry. You know, National Right to Life Committee is a horrible organization. They started out good, but now they aggressively and actively undermine genuine efforts to end abortion. Why? They have 14 million members nationally. They make a lot of money off of abortion. They're not here to see it end. They're here to continue to promote and forward their agenda in terms of making the life issue a money raiser and an industry. So what we did here in Georgia, and I'm sorry to go on for so long, Jerry, jump in any time, is
you had a lot of groundwork to lay there, and hopefully you're headed toward lobbyists for life and liberty.
Yes, that's exactly where I was just
about to go. So, I kind of figured that's what was happening, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yes. You know, this is kind of Jerry and I, when we were co-hosting Freedom Frenzy in Atlanta, we're used to being in a little studio together where we can see each other and just point to stuff, you know, and here he's in Carrollton, I'm in Kennesaw. Actually, I'm in my kitchen laundry room office area. So it makes it a little more exciting, Jerry, huh?
Yes, indeed.
But I was gearing toward our lobbyists for life and liberty. I got into action.
Well, sounds like we're coming up against another break here, Jenny. Y'all hang with us and we'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, hey, it sounds like we're back. Thank you for staying with us through that little break. You know, everybody's got to make a buck nowadays to keep the home fires going. In the previous segment, I mentioned that and I didn't want you folks to get the wrong impression. I think it's an absolutely good message insofar as you ought to be obtaining and acquiring and stockpiling gold, food, guns, and ammo. I certainly believe in being prepared, but, you know, so do the Boy Scouts, and they're also loyal, thrifty, and reverent. All along the lines of it being way too early to hoist the white flag, I also would tell you, and hope you would take it to heart, that it is incumbent on each of us, you, me, and everyone else, to do something about the situation in our country today. We owe it to the men and women that began this novel experiment in individual liberty, as well as to our children and grandchildren. I'm not interested in letting it fall apart on my watch, and I hope you feel that very same way, or if you don't at the end of this program, you start to warm up to that idea. Because we've done a miserable job of seeing to it that our children understand the noble concepts embodied in this experiment that's slowly going down the drain. And most don't know that it hardly comes as the result of a single event or at the hands of a single group of people. To that point, I would like to get Jenny fired up on the thing that she started here in Georgia, what, about a year ago, Jenny? Is that about right?
Actually, we started in October of 2009.
Okay. Well,
yes, it's pretty brand new, but just taking off. It's amazing.
And well, why don't you tell the people a little bit about how Lobbyists for Life and Liberty got started and where we are today?
Absolutely. Thanks. And I appreciate the fact that you focused on the fact that we have to educate our children. And so many of us, we're busy with jobs, we're busy being housewives, we're raising families, trying to pay the bills. And we are the exact people who have to engage in the process of self-government. About 3 years ago, in May of, 07. Wow. I engaged in activism on the pro-life issue in Georgia. And I learned a whole lot about what Republican government was all about, and it had nothing to do with liberty. Within a year, I was pretty feisty and angry, and I go on the attack all the time with Republicans, naming names. I'm a member of the Cobb Republican Party, Cobb County, which apparently is one of the most powerful county GOP entities in the nation. We gave birth to Newt Gingrich. I'd just like to go ahead and apologize for that. And the chairman actually just, about 2 months ago threatened to call the sheriff on me because I was protesting Johnny Isaacson when he was coming to speak to us. But, anyway, in this process of learning what the Republicans were doing behind closed doors and going down to the Capitol and I actually got my lobbyist badge and learning that process and reading the legislation and hearing the lies that supposed Republican conservatives were telling their constituents when they were at campaign events saying all the right things, but doing everything in their power to advance corporate interests, corporate welfare, federalism, and radically eroding life and liberty, it infuriated me. And I spent the 2009 legislative session, I was taking 6 kids, 2 in diapers, down to the Capitol, testifying in committee hearings, calling foul on all these people and was told countless times, what are you doing? Go home. You'll never be effective, blah, blah, blah. Well, in October of last year, I decided, golly, I got to start training people to be lobbyists to see what's going on, because it doesn't matter who you train. I will train anybody, a communist, a pro-abort, a libertarian, a Republican, a Democrat. I don't really care what party you're about, because here's the thing. You are created in the image of God, and so you want your individual sovereignty. You are designed to want, crave, and go toward freedom. It doesn't matter what you say you believe. At the end of the day, you want to be free, and you don't want anybody telling you what to do. So I presupposed that if I empowered people, gave them the knowledge they needed, showed them how to testify in committee, showed them how to read legislation, showed them how to go down to the Capitol, know exactly what's going on, get legislators off the House floor and the Senate floor, they would get real angry, and they would actually make me look pretty tame. So in October, I held my first training. There were only 5 people there. The next day, I had another training. I think we had 12 people, and 2 of the people were from the day before. Those 2 people, Aaron Colson and Rob Miller, ended up taking it over. They were so excited about what they saw. Rob had actually been out at the Capitol the year before. We never found each other. He didn't know about a lobby badge. He didn't know how important and pertinent that was, because legislators receive a lobotomy upon taking office, and they only respond to lobby badges. It's disgusting. Today, we have over 200 lobbyists for life and liberty. We have radically changed the face of Georgia government in that the Senate Majority Leader, the Speaker of the House, is getting to the place where they have to respond to us. They have to give an explanation.
Lobbyists for Life and Liberty is the largest single lobbying group in the state of Georgia. Is that correct?
That's right. Nobody's paid. We don't accept money. We don't have a private agenda. We don't have a secret agenda. We train citizens in the process of self-government. We go to committee hearings. We testify. We do not have our own agenda. Now, there is legislation that we promote, like the Georgia Right to Grow Bill and other pieces of legislation. And it's been phenomenal. We've actually had days where, oh my goodness, is it time for another break?
It sounded like they were warming up to that idea, didn't it?
I'm so thankful we have 2 hours, because it is just flying by, Jerry.
That's what all the RBN hosts say. Yep, and there's that music. Folks, it's time to cut away again. We'll be right back.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government.
But truth, like freedom, isn't free.
The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, I know it says that you were tuned in to the National Intel Report, and maybe some of you have actually tuned in to hear John talk on his program, which is normally in this time slot. But John has given us, and by us I mean me, Jerry DeMars, and my good friend Jenny Hodges, an opportunity to put on a test program here in this time slot today to give us some exposure, and I don't know what else is in John's or on John's agenda or going on between his ears, but you know, I hope it's good stuff and it has some sort of wonderful reflection on what Jenny and I are trying to accomplish here today. We were talking about, or at least Jenny was giving the history for Lobbyists for Life and Liberty here in Georgia, about the taking of her entire family, just about all six kids, two in diapers, to the Georgia Capitol and beginning the battle against the tyranny that is waged against the people that by getting no mainstream media coverage just goes on nearly unabated. Well, we've been able to begin some things here in Georgia. We've got the largest lobbyist group assembled in the state of Georgia to bring the people back involved with the process of government. I'm a lobbyist myself, although I'm distance challenged from the Capitol and can't necessarily participate in any great way unless there were some big commotion, and then, of course, I would try to get involved. But, Jenny, why don't you continue to tell the people about what's going on?
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. You know, I, as a general rule, I don't really listen to talk radio or anything. I feel if it's a subject that I know anything about, it makes me so mad because most of the time the data isn't accurate that you're getting. So I quit listening to a lot of the talking heads and such. But I'll tell you, I am really enjoying today and listening to the breaks on Republic Broadcasting Network. The commercials are great. I mean, I love it. You know, you can handle the truth. And that is exactly what Lobbyists for Life and Liberty is all about. And I was saying previously that my work for two legislative sessions by myself down at the Capitol was very frustrating. And I don't try to be friends with legislators. I consider them to be my employees, and they work for me, and they better be protecting my life, liberty, and property. So I founded Lobbyists for Life and Liberty in October of 2009. And started training. Within that first training, a leader came forward who was so excited. The next day I had another training, another leader came forward. So Aaron and Rob, these two guys, have really taken it over and run with it. It is such a blessing. I just praise the Lord because I am a homeschooling mother of six. My oldest is 13. The baby is about to be four. And so I'm really busy at home. And engaging in the process, you learn so much. And even my legislator, everybody's Republican, you know, or the majority in Georgia. And so everyone's kind of sat back and assumed that these legislators are doing what they claim they do at tea parties and tax rallies and healthcare rallies, and they're absolutely lying. In some cases, they're lying unintentionally because they're ignorant and they believe the lobbyists. The vast majority of lobbyists in Georgia are actually government employees lobbying for more government and more government control. And so what we have been able to accomplish, and we kind of have a system, Rob, Aaron, and I do. I'm the bad cop. I do that best. I attack and expose and get feisty very well. And Aaron and Rob always say they love testifying in committee after me because they sound so sane and nice. And, you know, I was going after one legislator, actually a number of legislators, about a bill to radically expand the authority of the Department of Revenue in Georgia. As we have a $2.4 billion revenue crisis, we're in the red. And so the Republicans' answer to that is to increase fines and licensing and regulation and to expand the power of the Department of Revenue in Georgia, even to the extent of arming agents and doing administrative garnishment. And I was letting one of the Republican, supposedly conservatives, have it for voting in favor of it. And it was legislator James Mills, a Republican. And he said, Jenny, does it make me a bad person because I voted for that bill? And I said, yeah, it really does, because you have radically eroded life and liberty in Georgia. And he looked at me in shock that I would say that. And I said, but you can do the right thing and come clean and admit that that was wrong for you to do that in a violation of your oath of office and work to kill it in the Senate. Well, he was ready to move on at that point. But Lobbyists for Life and Liberty is hands-on training. And so many times we've had people say, oh, you don't really need your lobby badge. Well, yes, you do, because legislators don't listen to their constituents. I think time and time again, we have proven that on a national level, on a statewide level, that they have another agenda, and our agenda is irrelevant in terms of what we want to see happen, especially with these bailouts and the different big issues nationally that the American people do not support. And it's the same in Georgia. So Lobbyists for Life and Liberty, we are going to be launching it nationally. I'm actually going to be going up to Washington this summer. I've done a lot of work for ProLifeUnity.com, and they're a big pro-life networking organization, international, and I was the national director for a while. I have stepped down from that role, and now I'm the national legislative director, but we are going to be working with Lobbyists for Life and Liberty and setting up a D.C. wing of that, and I hope to see leaders all over the country start being a part of this, equipping the citizens on what it is to go into the committee hearings to follow the actively the legislation and to start calling out these legislators.
Hey, Jenny, why don't you at this point give them the our email address that they can maybe contact us if they want to head up a state-based system in their own backyard, or why don't you tell them also too about the Facebook page that's up that they can get in and get a little bit, get their hands dirty maybe, and learn a little bit more about the ins and outs of what Lobbyists for Life and Liberty is.
Absolutely. If you guys are on Facebook, you can get on the Lobbyists for Life and Liberty. It's a Facebook group. That's the name of it. Rob, Aaron, and I lead that. And you can immediately see what's happening, what we're doing, how it operates. There's actually a lobbyistforlifeandliberty.com. I think it's .com or .org. It's a website, but it's in the very embryonic stages at this point. You can contact us via email at 4, the numeral 4, and then spelled out lifeandliberty@bellsouth.net. That will get you directly in contact with Jerry DeMars, and he will be able to connect you with Aaron and Rob and myself. And even I know that Rob and Aaron would be willing to travel to go to other states and help people get things established. We're not into micromanaging, and I we're not into selling an agenda. The idea of constitutional government, the idea of individual life, liberty, and property, the fact that the United States government does not give us the right to life, liberty, and property. It's from God, and we own our government, and they better start acting like we own our government. That is what we're all about. So it's a funny thing. Liberty can be a scary thing to reach out and take hold of. It is definitely a contest. It's definitely not for the faint of heart. But with 3% of the population and less than a majority, I think we can bring it back and take it back.
Yeah, and if America is worth saving, we have more than one reason to engage to get that done. The first one, of course, is very, very evident. We've got to move to repair or restore the republic, and in so doing, reinstitute individual liberty along with its companion. And a lot of people haze or jump over this important companionship, but with individual liberty comes individual responsibility. The nanny state must die, and this must be accompanied by the eradication of administrative law in all of its manifestations, and the common law must be dusted off and put back into its rightful place.
That's exact. Administrative law has got to be one of the greatest killers of liberty. It is shocking what tyranny we live under administratively in the state of Georgia. It's just terrible. You know, the second half of our program, I really want to talk about this Arizona issue of show me your papers. I want to get into citizenship and Article 4 of the Bill of Rights and Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution and all that kind of stuff. But in this first hour, as we're wrapping up, I think, Jerry, it's so frustrating how we don't really understand the Constitution. Who is really reading it? You know, your legislators on a state level are taking oaths of office to uphold the Constitution of the lowercase United States and their state constitutions. And how many of them have read it? Just the basics.
Well, that's part of the failing of the educational system.
The government indoctrination program?
Yes.
Would that be one of those?
And a lot of the things that I've seen happen, particularly here in Georgia, and I know it goes on in Disney by the Potomac, is the Jerry Rubin-esque approach. If it feels good, do it. And we've let them get away with that ideology for far too long. And you know, to be honest with you, and it's the thing that I see as the greatest problem that we face as a people. We've got to also address the debt-based monetary system and do away with it and replace it with a value-based monetary system. And in the doing of the octopus in Washington, the octopus that resides in Atlanta or Montgomery, Alabama, or the capital in your state, the octopus will have every one of its tentacles amputated.
That's exactly right. I'm grinning broadly, Jerry. I know you can't see me, so you can't appreciate it. But if we had sound money, if state by state by state, we asserted our sovereignty and followed the dictates of the highest law in the land, the Constitution, and used gold and silver-backed currency, there wouldn't be this debt-based monetary system that is the free-for-all of government bureaucracy where they can do anything they want because they just print more money, take out a bigger loan, get money from the federal government, non-existent pretend fiat currency. And in Georgia, we do have a bill called the Constitutional Tender Act. And Calvin Hill is the legislator in the House that's in charge of banking and finance. The chairman of the Banking and Finance Committee claims that he's a constitutional conservative and refuses to let this bill favorably out of his committee to the House floor for a vote. And it would put Georgia immediately on a gold-silver-based monetary system. You know, even when you talk about taxing and spending, the big argument between Madison and Hamilton on what the general welfare clause meant. Were the powers of taxation and expenditure together in the advancement of the welfare clause? You know, Madison felt that the general welfare equaled the powers enumerated in Article 1, Section 8, and that any expenditure had to be in the promotion of Article 1, Section 8. But, you know, when you talk about taxation, we have got all this vibe about the fair tax, and it sounds so cool, and it sounds fair because it's got this neat title. But it isn't a fair tax. We're begging the government to tax us this outrageous percentage. When, you know, Jerry, jump in here because money and finance is your big thing. I mean, you got that personal
vendetta. Oh, I like money, all right.
I'm a girl, so I like silver and gold.
You know, Dan's just told me we've got a caller, Jenny. It's Roger in South Dakota on line one. Let's talk to Roger.
Yeah. Hey, Roger. For coming on.
Okay. I've been sitting here listening. I don't know how old you two are. But
does it matter?
Yeah, a little.
Okay, I'm 57. How old are you, Roger?
I'm 73.
Okay.
And I've been in this fight for 25 years.
Well,
and
we
thought years ago that this education was the answer. It is to a point, but you cannot be a United States citizen, resident, individual and belong to this corporate government, because corporations don't have to listen to the stockholders. And as you can just look out and see, they don't. They do what they want to.
Yes, they do.
Because the Supreme Court has said in quite a few cases, and I've been researched a lot of this crap years ago, and that's what it is.
Yeah, and, I understand that. I understand that.
Yeah, they said, the Supreme Court said that the stockholders have no say-so in what the corporate heads do. Now, you apply that to corporate government, and you can look around in your own cities and states and find out that 80% of the people may not want something, and they do it anyway.
Well, Roger, what do you think we... Go ahead.
The answer to this whole thing is you have to not be a United States citizen. You got to get back to being an American national.
Well, that pertains to
the have a domicile
the
outside of the corporate structure.
Yeah.
I am loving this, Roger. I am grinning from ear to ear because you have brought up such a good issue when you talk about corporatism, when you talk about this false idea of personhood. You know, the term personhood is actually peculiar to American law, and we could get into this big discussion about, you know, the way that our country was established with slavery, and you had the three-fifths person clause, and then you had Chief Justice Taney, however you want to say it, in 1857 in the Dred Scott case, declaring Dred to be a non-person. Then you have the war of Northern aggression. You have the passage, the illegal passage of the 14th Amendment. And under the 14th Amendment, between 1890 and 1910, there were a number of cases. The number is now leaving my mind. I think it was something like 120, 119 cases brought to the Supreme Court about the idea of personhood. And the vast majority of those cases were corporations vying for personhood and constitutionally restrained government, constitutional rights as corporations. Mm. And I think evil of corporatism in America, I mean, we could really get into it. But you're exactly right. They act as corporations, and it's all based on this false dichotomy of citizenship and personhood and what it is to have corporation status under the Constitution. So you're really bringing up a great issue.
Indeed. Yeah, and Roger, let me ask you a question. Sure. Where do you think we would be if, in fact, the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution had never come into existence? And a lot of people say that it technically is a fraud against the people because it was never lawfully ratified. That would eliminate the legal concept of U.S. citizen and the skullduggery that was done as a result of Mr. Lincoln's war would have largely been set aside or been non-existent, I guess would be the better way to put that, because it was manifest in the 14th Amendment. What do you think about that?
That's true. And the other thing is, under Lincoln, you see, when the Southern congressmen walked out of the legislature and the Senate,
mm-hmm.
they did not close the session, and they did not, and the Northern representatives that were there did not set a date or a time to reconvene.
Hey, Roger.
Technically, that ended it.
Hey, Roger, I'm going to have to cut you off here. We got a break coming up. You want to hang on with us? We'll let you hang with us over the break, and we'll bring you back with us. How's that?
Sure.
Okay. Folks, we'll be right back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
We've been talking with Roger from South Dakota. He's been our very first caller. And if you'd like to call in and talk to us, you can do so at 1-800-724-2719. 313-9443. Roger called in, was talking about the corporate status of the United States government and how we all should eschew the U.S. citizenship. And then I asked Roger what he would expect the current circumstances for our country would be if we didn't have the fraudulently imposed 14th Amendment to deal with. And Roger, of course, as I suspected he might, agreed with me that we'd all be considerably better off. Roger, has your research extended to the fraudulent nature of the 14th Amendment and the other ones that followed suit in succession?
Yeah.
The 15th, the 16th, and the 17th?
Yeah. Well, getting back to the Lincoln for a minute, when so the Constitutional Republic ended with him, and then he fraudulently wrote the very first executive order, and the country's been technically running on it under the guise of that the Constitution applies. Now, you can go into any court, and I've been there, and you'll find out that you start using the Constitution, and that judge will tell you that Constitution has no business in this court. And
yeah, you're making a very,
That's
a very good point. There's such a dichotomy between what we the people are asserting and the reality of the judicial, legislative, and executive branches openly defying the authority of the Constitution.
Well, they are because they're a corporation, Jenny.
Yes.
Yeah,
they don't
exactly
have to follow the Constitution, and they don't.
You know,
and they will not.
Yeah, exactly. They will not. And
no,
you know,
they won't.
With our Declaration of Independence, we were asserting the crown, the British crown does not own us, we own ourselves. This was an incredibly new idea. The crown, the British crown, owned its citizens. That's why they could force you into servitude, either on a ship or in the Navy or whatever they wanted. You were owned by the crown, and your labor was owned by the crown. And we, in our Declaration, were asserting that we own ourselves, and we establish our own kind of government. And so until the Dred Scott case and later on the 14th Amendment, you are a citizen of the state first. It was your state citizenship that granted you constitutional protection. And then you, with the Dred Scott case of 1857, Dred Scott had lived with his owners in both slave states and free states. And he had sued for freedom, basically requested, after his master died, he requested the wife to please give him his freedom, let him buy it, and she refused. So he took it to a southern court. The southern court decided in Dred Scott's favor. The case then went to the Supreme Court. Well, Chief Justice Taney said, it doesn't matter if you lived in a free state or a slave state, you're only three-fifths of a person. And because you do not have full personness, you therefore have no standing in this court and no standing on the under the Constitution, because it is you're first a citizen of the United States and you're not a full person, so you can't be a citizen of the United States. And there was a big legal outcry across the nation because he was radically shifting what the three-fifths person clause meant. And then, of course, you fast forward to the 14th Amendment, which makes us all first citizens of the United States, when that was never the way it was supposed to be. Citizenship of the state first, and the federal government only exists as it is in contract and agreement amongst the several states in establishing and giving to the federal government only certain powers. So the whole thing's been turned on its head.
Well, we're just in time for another break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about lobbyists for life and liberty, and hopefully I'll have an opportunity to develop the activists for life and liberty aspect, too. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back on the other side of the hour.
Thanks, Roger.
With recent internet.